in Montreal. Monday, October 7th. The mostly peaceful student walkout ended in chaos and violence. Police fired tear gas on pro-divestment protesters as independent actors shattered windows along Pine Avenue. CJLO News was on the ground at the demonstration. Here is what we saw and heard. The walkout began at 1:30 in the afternoon. Students peacefully left classes at McGill and Concordia. Students and faculty marched through the streets demanding their institutions break ties with companies tied to Israel and take a public stance on Israel's actions in the Middle East. Students gathered outside of the Hall building at 2 p.m. There were speeches from Palestinian, Lebanese, and Jewish students, all in support of divestment from their schools and for strong action to be taken against the State of Israel. Here is Daniel Schwartz, a professor at McGill, speaking as he marched alongside students.
I think a lot of times what you see are media organizations dismissing the students as just a bunch of 20-year-olds who don't really know what they think. And first of all, we're here to say that's absolutely not true. Students are at the forefront of this movement. And two, they have correctly appraised this global situation, this global moment that we're in, which is a fight against apartheid, and they're taking action to address that. And so we as faculty are there to support them and to bring our legitimacy, our gravitas to that.
Schwartz is also Jewish, and he spoke about the significance of the date October 7th and the emotional impact of this day.
So, like, as a Jewish professor, I understand the traumatic moment that a lot of Jewish students may be going through. But at the same time, I feel that Israel has weaponized this trauma into a genocidal campaign against Palestinians. And it is, in fact, a part of the Israeli playbook. Every time there is a traumatic event in Jewish history, they use that as a pretense to occupy more territory or to kick more people off their land or to launch some sort of genocidal campaign. And unfortunately, the world doesn't rest. And I'm here, in fact, to a certain degree to mourn the lives of people that are lost on October 7th, right? And to fight for a joint Palestinian and Jewish solidarity to end apartheid.
But the tone was very different from many other members of the Jewish community. Earlier in the day, outside of McGill's Roddick Gates, a group gathered to grieve for the Israeli victims killed and kidnapped 1 year ago. Here is one of the speakers, Concordia student Chana Leah Nottenblut, speaking of her grief at that event.
If I hurt the finger on my hand, my whole hand hurts. When our brothers and sisters are killed in Israel and taken hostage, we are hurting in Canada. We are in pain. We are mourning and we are grieving. But we can also feel each other's strength by being proud of your identity, by loving your fellow Jews, by loving Israel, and by doing one good deed. We too can strengthen each other.
As the day went on, pro-divestment protests marched through the streets surrounded by heavy police presence. In a press release, the SPVM reported that 500 officers were present. Police surrounded the march at all times on all sides, with riot gear and horses. The march continued through McGill, amassing more protesters. But the event took a turn in the final moments when a group of independent actors began to pick up metal rods from a construction site along Pine Avenue and shatter windows of McGill buildings. Most students and protesters began to leave, but almost immediately, police fired two tear gas cans into the crowd. People scattered. One protester was tackled by a group of police. The police moved down Pine, and activists went their separate ways along Park and adjacent streets. Almost as quickly as the chaos started, it had ended. In a statement made to CJLO, Concordia reiterated that its investment plan is set to reach 100% ethical investment by 2024, but they did not comment on questions about their internship partner with Lockheed Martin or their relations with Israeli schools. They stated they, quote, respect the fact that members of our community have different perspectives on local and global issues. In a public press release, McGill acknowledged that the protest remained mostly peaceful and condemned the acts of the group that smashed the windows. They also stated that one security guard was assaulted and that it will be up to that individual to press charges or not. McGill has closed the campus to the public until October 13th, citing safety concerns. They ended their statement saying the school recognizes, quote, this week in particular will be profoundly difficult for many students, faculty, and staff with ties to the Middle East. And then they listed a number of campus mental health and wellness resources. In a news release from the SPVM, the police say no arrests were made. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Wait, where's the start?
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And in case you couldn't tell, I have a cold. I'm congested and it sucks. I hate it. I hate cold season. Ugh, it makes me so mad. When I get sick, it actually makes me so mad that sometimes I cry, but that's maybe I'm just being dramatic, but I hate having a cold. I am gonna talk about the funding drive before we get into the music for today. The funding drive starts this Friday, October 11th, and it runs until October 26th. And our goal this year is to raise $10,000. We're setting a big goal because we know all of you guys out there love us so much and will help us achieve this goal because you love us and support us so much. There's a raffle similar to last year. Like when you donate, you go into a raffle and you can win prizes. Mothland, Lisbon Lux, Art Bus, Celluloid Lunch, Bravo Musique, and Constellation have donated a bunch of things for our raffle. Donating when it opens is greatly appreciated, or just sharing the news of the drive and our events is also really appreciated. So we're kicking off the funding drive this Friday by co-producing Tiny Fest, which is a tiny festival of local and Canadian bands this Friday and Saturday. It is like a folk music fest, I want to say, is the vibes. Kind of, sort of. It's just like a tiny music festival, and it's co-produced with The Worst Ad Ever and CJLO. The events will be at Sotterina, Sala Rosa, Casa del Popolo, and it's happening this Friday and Saturday. So if you're in Montreal and you're a student and you're not going home for Thanksgiving, you should go because it's only $40 for both nights, and that's pretty cheap for a festival ticket, in my personal opinion. But there will be some exciting stuff: Shallow, The Nevermind, Birds of Prey, Kingdom of Birds, Kelly Elizabeth. All kinds of people are performing, which is really exciting. And it'll be a great way to kick off our funding drive. The theme of this year's funding drive is There's Something in the Air. We have big plans, obviously. But we also get to, like, part of the funding drive is highlighting the incredible programming and the DJs that the station has had for over 25 years and counting. And let's get into the nitty-gritty. So if you're interested in donating when the funding drive starts, please take out your note-taking equipment. I would like to see everyone's pens, pencils, notebooks, fingers prepped on your laptop keyboard, your detachable keyboard if you're one of those peoples, or your cell phone keyboard on your notes app, or your email keyboard, or your text keyboard, or your social media keyboard. Get your note-taking fingers ready, guys. There are two ways to donate, okay? Two ways. The first way, you can donate for gifts. Now, this is really fun. Donating for gifts means that you donate money for CJLO, which is a nonprofit community campus radio station based in Montreal that is pretty much entirely run by our volunteers. The on-air personalities, such like myself, are the backbone of the station. We have over 80 DJs here who keep the music going for literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. By making a one-time or monthly donation, should you feel so generous and you are in the tax bracket to make a monthly donation, we would love that. But for the purposes of the funding drive, a one-time donation works just as well. You're helping to keep community/campus radio alive in Montreal, and it allows us to continue supporting local musicians, providing a platform for community members and students to express themselves, as well as acquiring hard skills at a low cost. The station here, we have the online magazine. People, you learn how to write articles, you go to events, you can hone in on your journalism and your reporting skills. There's people who do the news, like what you just listened to. Absolutely essential. Thank you so much to the people who were from CJLO who were at the protest. It was a very scary experience. So thank you to them for taking that risk to continue the news. We wouldn't be able to do that without your funds here to help us keep the station running. The people who learn how to DJ, whether it's on air or for shows, we've got recording studio. People can perform. You can learn about archiving and cataloging music. There's all kinds of stuff that people learn here, and your donations help keep this alive. So to donate for gifts, you go to cjlofundingdrive.com. That is cjlofundingdrive.com. You go donate for gifts. It's really cute. You can't miss it. You press on it and it takes you to another thing. You put your name and your address and your phone and your email, and you want to donate. And then you'll be like, I want to donate one time or monthly or whatever, whatever. And then how much you're going to donate. And then you can go shows to support. This is really important, guys. When you're donating, you need to say who you're supporting, because we have like our own little running tally within the DJs for who has raised the most money. And we have like little DJ prizes, which is really fun. Gifts include things like mugs, t-shirts, tote bags. Some of them have CJLO on a cassette image. Some of them have, like, say, like, campus radio, like, I love campus radio, things like that. There's all kinds of cool stuff. So that's one way to donate. You donate for gifts, which means you get stuff either mailed to you or you can come and pick it up. Physical things. You're exchanging money through the internet for a physical commodity. Okay, guys, that's number one. Number two, if you are somebody who loves a little taxable benefit from making a charitable donation, aka a tax receipt, that's also an option because you got to do what you got to do in this economy, okay? So donating for a tax receipt takes you to a Concordia page that says, CJLO 6090 AM 2024 funding drive. And then it's like, talks about our funding drive and what we want to use this money for, new connections, uplifting our music scene, new software, equipment, etc., etc. Then it tells you all about CJLO 2, some of the programming stuff, and there's a photo. And then on the tax receipt page, you click give now because you're going to give your money, right? And then you enter the amount of money and you say if it's a one-time gift or if it's a recurring gift. And then you'll be like, oh my gosh, okay. Then you press continue. Okay, hold on. I'm going to do this at the same time, but I'm not going to donate the money because I don't have this money. So I'm going to pretend to donate $10. And then that's when you put in your information, your name, your address, your email, you know, to make this billing information, to make sure you get your things correct for your tax receipt. Now, something really important that I learned last year the hard way is if you're going to donate for a tax receipt, which is like no hate, no shame to you at all, like you do you, please inform the DJ that you want to support, whose show you want to support. You're be like, hey, you pretend you contacted me. I post about it on my LinkedIn and you message me and you're like, hey girl, I donated for a tax receipt. Here's my full name and my amount, because the tax receipt system goes through Concordia and is like, the information is a bit more confusing and it's not direct. Whereas donating for gifts is like run by CJLO. It's direct to the admin team here. So that information is bing, bang, boom, easy peasy, accessible. So if you're going to donate for a tax receipt, please inform the DJ that you're donating on behalf of, your full name and how much you've donated. Because there isn't really an easy way to say who you're donating for on the tax sheets. Like, you can donate it in honor of someone. So you can put the show or the DJ that you're wishing to support. But it's a lot easier if you reach out to the DJ directly after you've made the donation. And then they can reach out to the admin team and be like, I know that these five people have donated these various amounts for tax receipts. This is important, guys. Please be in communication with your DJs. What else do I have to say? And then we're going to go into an ad break. Okay. I swear. So I am going to be doing some fun things for this. I'm going to be posting about it soon, but for people who are in Montreal, if you donate $50, you are going to win a seat here. You're going to get to come into the studio with me, take the Metro with me and like run the show. Basically, I'm going to be here switching the buttons, switching the keys, but you're going to be the one talking and we're going to work together to pick the music for the show. And you basically get to run your own show. If you donate, I'm not sure the amount yet, but in between $30 and $40, you can make a playlist. I'll give you the requirements for the playlist, like how many Canadian songs, et cetera, et cetera. You make the playlist, I'll play it on air. And I'm going to have some other things like shout outs and song recommendations, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to have those bonuses alongside possibly a gift or a tax receipt with your donation, you've got to be following me on social media. If you don't follow me on social media already, that's probably because you don't know me personally. And you know what? That's cool, because I use my personal social media to promote this stuff. So if you know me, you can follow me. If not, I'm sorry, but I probably will try to post some information in the captions of my playlists on Spotify, which are linked on my little like website page within the CJLO that talks about my show. I have my Spotify linked so you can listen to the playlist, and I will put some funding drive information into the captions of my playlist. Okay. If you don't follow me on other social media, you can access it on Spotify. Now, I have blabbed enough. We're going to go to an ad break and then we're going to get straight into the first three songs, which are The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, Ukiuk, I couldn't find the pronunciation for this word, by the Jerry Cans, and Hold Me Like a Fire by Ruben in the Dark. So, we're going into the ads, guys. Hold on. One moment. There is no ad right now. It's just a show promo. How exciting is that? Okay, guys. Show promo. We're picking it together because I didn't realize how much I was talking. Okay, show promo and then music. Thank you so much for listening to me.
out Chop Spins and Remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel Scratching.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. The old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
I know how to love you. am not my song. These words are my skin, and the song is my own. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. For you told
me, like a fire, hold me
that no man is a mountain.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river.
And you told
me, like a fire, hold
that no man is the sea.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like a
and you said love
like a fire, hold me
it's a dangerous thing.
Hold me like a fire, hold
if you get too close. Hear her sing, hear her sing, sing.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. You hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river.
Tell me there's a child. Is her eye to remember her dream. Tell me there's a kid the father in me. He closes his eyes to forget about his dreams. Dreams. Or are you holding me like a fire?
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I am your sick host, Sam. Sick as in I have a cold. And we're going to run through the first three songs that we just listened to after I rambled on and on about the funding drive, which is like really important rambling. So if you missed that part, you're going to go listen to the recording of the show once it's posted at 10 o'clock tonight. So we started with The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, released in 1976 off the album Summertime Dream. The song was written, composed, and performed by Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot to memorialize the sinking of the bulk carrier SS Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior in November of 1975. The song chronicles the final voyage of the Edmund Fitzgeralds as it succumbed to a huge late-season storm and sank in Lake Superior. Unfortunately, out of the 29 crewmen on board, none survived. Then we listened to Ukiuk. I think that's how you say it. Based off listening to the lyrics, I think it's pronounced Ukiuk by Jerry Cans, released in 2016 off the album Inusik. The Jerry Cans are a band from Iqaluit Nunavut who combine traditional Inuit throat singing with folk music and country rock. Their music is largely written in Inuktitut, the indigenous language of the Inuit peoples, with lyrics that reflect the challenges and the beauty of life in the far north. And then we had Hold Me Like a Fire by Ruben in the Dark, released in 2018 off of the album Arms of a Dream. Ruben in the Dark are a Canadian indie folk band from Calgary, Alberta. Up next, we have Murder City by Abigail LaPelle, The Blackfly Song by Wade Hemsworth, and Land of the Silver Birch, sung by Wakami Whalers. So let's get you guys going with Murder City by Abigail LaPel.
Done me in, you have done me in, you have done me in, you have. Sad and true as an arrow were you, as an arrow I drew back, I drew. No wrong, will you do me no wrong? Have I done any wrong to you? I've called your name till you cried and came, till you cried and came too. Ooh, I'm going down to the river to sing, going down to the water tonight, and sing so pretty in the murder city where the river runs high. River runs high. Mm-hmm. Done me in, you have done me in, you have done me in, and gone where the cold wind blows and the blackbird crows and the river flows on under the bridge where the narrows up from the river, the treetops shiver like a quiver of arrows, quiver of arrows. I'm going down to the river again, going back to the waterside, and sing so pretty in the murder city where the river runs high. Sing so pretty in the murder city where the river runs.
So pretty in the murder city.
It was early in the spring when I decided to go for it. I woke up in the woods of Northern Ontario, and the unemployment office said they'd send me through to the little Abitibi with the survey crew. And the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in Northern Ontario, oh, in Northern Ontario. The man Black Toby was the captain of the crew, and he said, I'm gonna tell you boys what we're gonna do. They want to build a power dam, and we must find a way for to make the little lab flow around the other way. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. So we survey to the east and we survey to the west, and we couldn't make our minds up how to do it best. Little lab, what shall I do? For I'm all but going crazy with the survey crew. And the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, oh, in North Ontario. Black fly everywhere, a-crawlin' in your whiskers, a-crawlin' in your hair, and a-swimmin' in the soup, and a-swimmin' in the tea, and the devil take the black fly, let me be. Oh, the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Black Toby fellas swearing cause the work went slow, and the state of our morale was a-getting pretty low. When the flies swarm heavy, it was hard to catch a breath as you staggered up and down the trail a-talking to yourself. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Now the bull cook's name is Blind River Joe. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have never pulled through, cause he bound up our bruises and he kidded us for fun, and he lathered us with bacon grease and balsam gum. For the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
At last the job was over. Black Toby said we're through with a little epitome and the survey crew. 'Twas a wonderful experience, and this I know, I'll never go again to North Ontario. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Land of the silver birch, home of the beaver, where still the mighty moose wanders at will. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh. High on a rocky ledge I'll build my wigwam, close by the water shore, silent and free. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, ay, oh, ay, 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 oh. My heart grows sick for thee here in this lowland. I will return to the hills of the north. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, ay, ay. Land of the silver birch, home of the beaver, where still the mighty moose wanders at will. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, ay, ay. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay.
This just in.
REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good, you'll exterminate.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves, or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into those last three songs. We started with Murder City by Abigail LaPelle, released in 2017 off of the album Hide Nor Hair. Abigail LaPelle is a Canadian folk singer-songwriter who won the Canadian Folk Music Award for Contemporary Album of the Year for this album, actually, in 2017. And this song is LaPelle's thoughts about a new romantic relationship while she walks beside the Winnipeg River. The title, Murder City, refers to Winnipeg's reputation as Murder City. From 2007 to 2012, it had the highest rates of violent crime of any large Canadian city. I think the title of Murder City in Canadian geography has since moved if I'm not mistaken, but I didn't have time to get into that Googling. Then we had the Blackfly song by Wade Hemsworth, released in 1949, but we listened to the version that was released in 1955 off of the album Folk Songs of the Canadian North Woods. Wade Hemsworth was a Canadian folk singer and songwriter. Three of his songs, this one, The Wild Goose, and The Log Driver's Waltz, are among the most enduring classics in the history of Canadian folk music. And this song is about being tormented by blackflies while working in the wilds of Northern Ontario. Hemsworth wrote this song about his experiences while accompanying a Hydroelectric Power Commission of Ontario crew surveying the Little Abitibi River to see if they could build a dam, to see if it was feasible or not. And what they were surveying for is now known as the Abitibi Canyon Generating Station. So we got a folk singer who is involved in Canada's history, which is like kind of cool. I mean, I feel like they all are, but like he really had his hands in there surveying things. And then we had Land of the Silver Birch, sung by the Wakami Whalers, released in 1993 off of the album Waltz with the Woods. In 1981, four employees of the Wakami Lake Provincial Park near Chapleau, Ontario, formed the Wakami Whalers to interpret Canada's colorful history through songs and stories. Land of the Silver Birch is a traditional Canadian folk song that actually dates back to the 1920s. The lyrics are often attributed to Pauline Johnson, as they often get confused or are interchangeable with her poem, The Song My Paddle Sings. If some of you went to camp, you'd know it as, my paddle keen and bright, flashing like silver, dip dip. Follow the wild goose fly, dip dip and swing, dip dip and swing. If you were a Canadian camper, tripper, or anything like that, you would know the my paddle's keen and bright, flashing like silver, and how it often goes into Land of the Silver Birch song. I actually learned this song and the My Paddle Sings while I was at summer camp in Northern Ontario. We used to sing them while canoeing, which, let me tell you, I'm not a canoer gal. The center of gravity, it just doesn't do it for me. We also would sing it around the campfire or just like in the dining hall, which I think is a really fun way to pass on like Canadian history through summer camp. Up next, we have the last three songs because I really like yammered on in the beginning and I wanted to make sure that the news was fully heard because that was important. We have the Anti-Confederation song by Alan Mills, Shining Birch Tree song by Alder Morin, and Tell My Ma by the Rankin family. So let's get to it with the Anti-Confederation song by Alan Mills.
Hooray for our own native Isle Newfoundland. Not a stranger shall hold one inch of its strand. Her face turns to Britain, her back to the Gulf. Come near at your peril, Canadian wolf. Ye brave Newfoundlanders who plough the salt sea, with hearts like the eagle, so bold and so free, the time is at hand when you'll all have to say if Confederation will carry the day. Cheap tea and molasses they say they will give, all taxes take off that the poor man may live. Cheap nails and cheap lumber our coffins to make, and homespun to mend our old clothes when they break. If they take off the taxes, how then will they meet the heavy expense on the country's upkeep? Just give them the chance to get us in the scrape, and they'll chain us like slaves with pen ink and red tape. Would you barter the right that your fathers have won, your freedom transmitted from father to son, for a few $1,000 of Canadian gold? Don't let it be said that your birthright was sold. So hooray for our own native Isle Newfoundland. Not a stranger shall hold one inch of its strand. Her face turns to Britain, her back to the Gulf. Come near at your peril, Canadian wolf.
Oh, ye girls in the village, ye girls in the town, it's a long time, a very long time for a fella who's after being out on his own, out on his own. Where the whiskey jacks whistling cheerful and free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. Now it's all very well in the full of the day when there's no time, not very much time, for a man to keep thinking of the things that don't pay, the things that don't pay. Where the rapids are rushing so grand and so free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. But in the quiet of the evening, when the camp settles down and the night is cold, so very cold, and old Rory Bory starts shifting around, shifting around. Then he'll think of the warm lips and the laughter so free, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. Come the in-between seasons of the freeze-up or the thaw, and it's let's go, hey, look out, let's go, for we're off for some fun with the girls in the town, the girls in the town. He's a popular guy when his money flows free from the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. And when the huskies are a-howlin' and the cold winter's dawn, then he'll recall, oh, how he'll recall, that he spent all his money with the girls in the town, the girls in the town. So, boys, save your money, or you'll all be like me, in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and they ring the bell, oh my true love, are you well?
Here she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray, he says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own boy by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she comes home. Let the boys stay as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3,
please won't you tell me who is she?
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs. We have the Anti-Confederation song by Alan Mills, released between 1951 and 57, at least this version. I found it on a compilation album of Canadian folk songs. Alan Mills was a Canadian folk singer, writer, and actor, and the song originated around the time of the heated 1969 election in Newfoundland, which was to decide whether or not the Newfoundland would join the newly formed Dominion of Canada. Pro-Confederates argued the advantages of lower prices for goods, while anti-Confederates countered with the prospect of high taxes on fishermen's boats and gears, and played on Newfoundland's pride in being Britain's oldest overseas colony. Then we had Shining Birch Tree, performed by Alder Morin, another one from the compilation album of Canadian folk songs. Alder Morin was a singer, instrumentalist, composer, storyteller, caller, and jigger from Montreal. We've just listened to Morin's cover of this song. It was originally written by Wade Hemsworth and comes from his time surveying the New Quebec North Shore and Labrador Railroad that leaves Sept-Îles on the Gulf of the St. Lawrence for the iron ore fields at Knob Lake in Labrador. And this song was originally called Land of the Muskeke and the Shining Birch Tree. And then we had Tell My Ma, performed by the Rankin Family. This was released in 1990 off of the album Fare Thee Well, Love. The Rankin Family are a Canadian musical family group from Mabou, Nova Scotia, and they've won many awards, including 15 East Coast Music Awards and 6 Junos. This song's also known as The Wind, and it's a traditional children's song, and it was collected in various parts of the United Kingdom throughout the 19th century, and it appears again in collections after the turn of the 20th century. This song's pretty popular, and the lyrics do often change to refer to different Irish cities or London, depending on where you're hearing it. That's it for music. If you missed it in the beginning of the show, I talked about the funding drive. It's starting running from the 11th to the 26th. There's all kinds of great events like Tiny Fest, which kicks it off this Friday. And if you're going to donate, please remember that if you're donating for a tax receipt, that you let the DJ that you're donating on behalf of or whose show you want to support know, so that they can let the administration know, because it's like a whole other process through the school. Otherwise, you can donate for gifts and you're entered to win a raffle. And we really appreciate your support, me especially as well, because this will be my last funding drive at CJLO as I am applying to graduate schools and moving. So this is kind of a sad one for me, and I hope to be able to raise a lot of money for the radio station that has brought me some really amazing opportunities and allowed me to meet some really amazing people in the last year and a half. So thank you so much, and that is it from me, and I will catch you guys next week. Try.